please welcome 17-year-old Jeffrey Pinar. Jeffrey, while I head back over to the piano, why don't you introduce the piece we're going to be doing together and tell a little bit about the background story on this aria.
Sure. The song is called Bella Siccome un Angelo from the opera Don Pasquale by Donizetti, and it's sung by Dr. Malatesta as he tries to sell his non-existent sister to his friend Don Pasquale.
Siccome un angelo in terra pellegrino, fresca si colme il giglio che s'apre sul mattino, occhio che balla e ride, sguardo che gargantuide, chioma che vince l'elvano, sorriso incantator, sorriso incantator. Innocente ingenua che se matesma ignora modestia impareggiabile bontà che finamora ai miseri petosa gentile amorosa, il ciel l'ha fatta nascere per far beato un cor, beato un cor. Il ciel l'ha fatta nascere per far beato un cor, per far beato un cor. L'ha fatta nascere per far beato, beato, per far beato un cor.
Jeffrey Pinar, 17-year-old baritone, singing Donizetti. He comes to us from Shelburne, Vermont. I must say, it's such an amiable piece for
it
such
is.
A nefarious background.
Yes, it is.
Selling your pretend sister.
Yes, that's right. You know.
Did he? Well, so tell everybody. I mean, did he fall for the bait?
Yeah, he does fall for it, and they go out with the wedding, and Don Pasquale realizes that it's not actually the sister, it's actually Norina, a woman in which he despises, and so Malatesta plays a trick on his friend, you know.
They must have been notoriously nearsighted back in that century.
I guess so.
This mistaken identity thing, I'm not buying it all the time. So what's this? As a singer, you say you torture yourself.
Yes, you know, after every performance, even this one I just did, you know, I always beat myself up over, you know, oh man, I didn't hit that note right, or I took a breath in the wrong place, and I blow it way out of proportion.
But are you thinking about this while you're singing, or
yes,
afterwards?
Yes, while I'm singing. Just now, I was thinking about it, actually. what's the words that come next? Oh yeah, okay. All right, gotcha.
I mean, you know, we should have the soundtrack of the, you know, internal monologue as all this is going on. But just imagine, you know, Jeffrey, you know, your teacher actually strapped a ruler or a yardstick to your back? What was that about?
Well, I take from Bill Reed in Burlington. He teaches in New York and Burlington. But when I went away for the summer at Interlochen, I had Professor Kathleen Cowan, and she's like, well, you got the technique down really well. But, you know, you just your posture is just not up to par. And, you know, so she taped a ruler to the back of my neck, you know, and, you know, it worked. It was great.
You straighten out the pipes and everything just comes screaming out.
Right through, yeah.
Fantastic. Well, it worked. It sounded great.
Yeah.
Now, and meanwhile, you know, singing and dancing. You used to actually consider yourself primarily a dancer?
That's right. I, back in the day, around fifth grade or so, I used to take tap dancing and ballet and jazz, and that was my main deal. And you know, I didn't consider myself a singer. After one musical theater audition, I said, you know, Mom, I'm not a singer. I'm a dancer. Here, you know, come on, I can't pull off this audition. Are you kidding me? You know, that's how it was for a while. You know,
the singer formerly known as dancer,
that's
or
right.
The dancer formerly known as singer. So, but then the shift from dancing to something. Well, you actually you made some pretty great auditions as a dancer.
Right.
And then introduced to musical theater through what show?
It was Gypsy. Actually, I can recall the car ride in which I was introduced to the show. I was driving home from like a tennis lesson or something, and my mom says, "Oh yeah, you know, there's a great musical theater audition coming up. You should really try out. It'd be a lot of fun." I was like, "Oh, what is it, Mom? It's Gypsy. What's that about?" "Oh, it's about strippers." And it'd be great. It'd be great for you. And you know,
great.
Yeah, great. And so that was where it sort of began. And I had a pretty weak singing audition, but you know, as a result, it sort of was my springboard into singing. Yeah.
So you sang in that, and then I guess another.
Afterwards, I spent the winter working on my singing with my mom, and she Got me up to par, and I auditioned for Peter Pan with the same theater company, and there was a lot of kids there. It was a lot of competition, and I managed to get in, you know, on my voice. Not too much movement that went on. So
fantastic! That's great, and I'm happy to report you also use your voice to do a true community service at
That's
your
right.
school, presenting. And this is your own idea, I guess. Presenting Hump Day Hero Awards every Wednesday.
That's right. Me and my buddy Mason Darling, back at St. Johnsbury Academy, which is where I go to high school, we did this thing called Hump Day Hero on Wednesdays, where we would give an award to someone who wouldn't normally receive an award for something that they do normally. You know, like we gave an award to one of the heads of the Geek Alliance, which is a club at my school, and
self-named.
They embrace it, We gave him an award for setting up a LAN party, a local area network party, where they all played video games for 24 hours. And what we usually do is we sing a little parody of a popular song, and it gets people laughing in the morning, and it's really great.
Well, as you know, we've asked you to give one of your Hump Day Awards today to the outstanding young pianist we're going to meet next. So
yes.
You'll stay close by. We'll
sure.
get to that
yes.
shortly. Meanwhile, bravo for the Donizetti. Thank you very much,
Jeffrey.
Jeffrey Pinard, 17-year-old baritone from Shelburne, Vermont.